Tehran substitute for affairs leader says upcoming presidential election is time for Iranians to give decisive response to enemies. Iran calls for punitive measures against aggressors for establishment of peace and security across the world. Industrial factories are hit, an intense fighting in the Syrian capital. Dozens are killed and injured in a bomb attack near a mosque north of Iraqi capital of Baghdad. And Eurozone approves a 10 billion euro bailout for Cyprus, rejecting reports that the island nation might be granted more financial assistance. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRIN and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Tehran substitute Friday prayers leader Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Mujahedi Kermani has predicted that the glorious holding of the upcoming presidential elections in Iran will surprise the whole world. He emphasized that the Iranian people will once again prove their adherence to the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran through their massive participation and will disappoint the enemies. Referring to the sensitivity of the elections with respect to the increasing sanctions and pressures by the West against the Iranian nation, the cleric said, "The upcoming election is the time for Iranian nation to create an epic in giving a decisive response in the enemies of the Islamic Republic." He reiterated that the Western pressures and sanctions have not hampered the Iranian nation's progress, and such pressures have even made the nation more determined in the path of progress. The cleric also commemorated the anniversary of disconnection of political ties with the U.S., saying disconnecting U.S. ties has pushed Iran to gain great progress in several areas. He said these astonishing developments have diffused enemies' anti-Iran plots. He also mentioned a new plot by the Wahhabis in deviating books among pilgrims in Saudi Arabia, and recommended the pilgrims to maintain vigilance in the face of such moves by Wahhabis. Iran's Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations has called for punitive measures against aggressors for the establishment of peace and security across the world. Addressing UN General Assembly debate on the role of international criminal justice in reconciliation, Ghulam Hossein Dehghani said, Iran believes that the prosecution and punishment of aggressors and perpetrators of horrific international crimes will promote international peace. He described the crime of aggression as the mother of all international crimes, adding that the prosecution of perpetrators of international crimes should remain neutral, independent, and independent. He also said, through internal justice systems, rule of law can better prevail in society and crimes can be deterred. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, says terrorists will soon be defeated in Syria and that the people of the world will soon witness the defeat of foreign intruders and terrorists in this important country. He also termed Syria as the axis of resistance against the Zionist regime. Amir Abdullahian voiced regret at hasty foreign interventions which have led to further violence in Syria. He called foreign intruders the main parties responsible for bloodshed and insecurity in Syria. Syria has been experiencing unrest since March 2011. Many people, including large numbers of army and security personnel, have been killed in the violence. The Syrian government has said the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country and that a very large number of the militants operating in the country are foreign nationals. Several international human rights organizations have accused the foreign-sponsored militants of committing war crimes. Intense fighting erupted on Friday in a rebellious suburb of the Syrian capital of Damascus, coupled by shelling that hit a number of industrial factories in the area. According to media reports, the armed militants targeted a number of detergent factories in the Damascus' eastern suburb of Sabaniya with bombshells, burning it completely and sending heavy black smoke spiraling high in the sky. The media also reported fighting in the vicinity of the southern highway of Damascus, adding the security forces shelled another stronghold of the insurgents. In other developments, a group of armed terrorists targeted an Iranian news channel vehicle and injured one of the correspondents. The IRINN reporter, Mohsen Khazai, came under attack while he was on his way on a road leading to Damascus Airport. The Iranian nations still witness the arrival of bodies of more martyrs who lost their lives during the Iraqi-imposed war in Iran, lasting from September 1980 to August 1988. The bodies are uncovered in different southern Iranian cities, which were severely hit by the former Iraqi Ba'ath regime. Salim Mohajeri has more details.
The Iraqi-imposed war against Iran began on September 22nd of 1980 with air attacks by Iraqi air forces on several Iranian airports. As at the same time, the Iraqi ground forces invaded Iran's southern and western border cities. The imposed war occurred just 19 months after the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, a bloody war that lasted for 8 years.
خوش اومدی مسافر من خسته نباشی پهلوان
شهید And today, 25 years after the imposed war ended, the bodies of three anonymous martyrs of the Iraqi imposed war on Iran arrived in Ardabil province amid the warm welcome of people.
شهید گمنام سلام پرستوی مهاجر من
Today, three bodies of the martyrs of imposed war found recently are being led to rest in provincial city of Ardabil, and these bodies will be buried in three provincial cities on Sunday.
Martyrs rescued our country from invasion of the enemies so that we could live in peace here.
We are indebted to all of these martyrs. By coming here, we want to show that we will continue the way that these martyrs believed in.
And now a recap of our top stories. Tehran substitute Friday prayer's leader says upcoming presidential elections time for Iranians to give decisive response to enemies. Iran calls for punitive measures against aggressors for establishment of peace and security across the world. Industrial factories are hit in intense fighting in the Syrian capital. Dozens are killed and injured in a bomb attack near a mosque north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. And Eurozone approves a 10 billion euro bailout for Cyprus, rejecting reports that the island nation might be granted more financial assistance. At least 12 people have been killed and over 30 others injured in a bomb attack near a mosque north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. The explosion occurred as worshippers were leaving Omar bin Abdul Aziz Mosque in the town of Canaan, about 75 kilometers northeast of the capital, after the Friday prayers. Minutes after the Canaan attack, a bomb exploded near a Shiite mosque in western Baghdad, wounding 8 people. The attacks come ahead of Iraq's provincial elections scheduled for next week. The provincial polls are due to be held in 12 of Iraq's 18 provinces on April 20. No group has claimed responsibility for the Friday's attacks. The terrorist group primarily targets Shiites, security forces, and government officials, but it has in the past also struck Sunni targets in an attempt to push the country toward sectarian fighting. At least 3 people have been injured after Jordanian police attacked a pro-reform demonstration in the northern city of Erbid. Witnesses say police used tear gas to disperse the demonstrators who were calling for political and economic reforms in the kingdom on Friday. Pro-reform rally in Erbid comes almost 2 weeks after Jordan's smallest government in 4 decades, led by Prime Minister Abdul Mansour took office. Jordanians have been holding street protests demanding political reforms, including the election of the prime minister by popular vote and an end to corruption. Currently, the king appoints the prime minister. Since the beginning of protests in January 2011, Jordanian ruler King Abdullah II has sacked four prime ministers in a bid to avoid more protests. Bahrainis have staged a mass anti-regime demonstration near the capital to protest against the upcoming Formula One Grand Prix. Thousands of Bahrainis took to the streets in the village of Al-Ali, some 15 kilometers outside the capital Manama, on Friday to express their opposition to the Persian Gulf state's hosting of the April 19 to 21 event. They said Bahrainis say Formula One's governing body should cancel the event over Manama's ongoing crackdown on protests. The protesters said the Formula One is used by the regime to advertise that there is nothing wrong in Bahrain. The demonstrators also chanted slogans against King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa and Prime Minister Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa. Eurozone has approved the 10 billion euro bailout for Cyprus, rejecting reports that the island nation might be granted more financial assistance to cover a recent surge. The Eurozone finance ministers approved on Friday in Dublin, Ireland, the terms of the Cyprus bailout deal, while the overall cost of the island's financial rescue has increased to 23 billion euros. Earlier on Friday, Cyprus President Nikos Anastasiadis said he would ask for more help from the European Union to support the country's besieged economy. The bailout deal must now be approved by the national parliaments within the Eurozone before a scheduled first aid payment can be paid out in May. The bailout has sparked public outrage in Cyprus, as many people holding over 100,000 euros in the island's top two banks lost most of their wealth with a one-time tax of up to 60%. Meanwhile, experts say the new austerity measures taken by Cyprus government would definitely cause the island with several devastating economic hardships. My colleague from Athens has more about the issue.
The new austerity measures stipulated in the freshly drafted Cypriot Memorandum of Understanding bailout might lead the economy of the island to contract as much as 13% during 2013, taking a heavy hit after the restructuring of the banking sector and the introduction of new tax legislation that will bury deep in the ground the international tax haven status of the island. In 2013, the recession may not be 8.7%. As originally estimated, it may reach 13%, Christos Silianides said in recent comments last Thursday. The European Commission's original forecast before the bailout predicted a 3.5% contraction rate. The Cyprus bailout includes public sector wage cuts in 2014, tax increases, and a deep and wide overhaul of the entire banking sector, including a haircut on corporate deposits, coupled with levy taxes on uninsured amounts over 100,000 euros, bonds, and shares.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of RIN and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.